I'm going to teach you how to get rid of your dandruff forever in 6 easy steps.
First of all, there are 2 different types of dandruff. The first one is white snowy dandruff. This is actually just a dry scalp. I don't know why people call it dandruff. This is also what most people have. They don't actually have real dandruff, which is seborrheic dermatitis. Those are yellow flakes and it's an actual fungal infection. Let's first talk about how to fix a dry scalp. This is honestly super, super easy. The first thing you need to do is make sure you're showering in filtered water. At least in the United States, our tap water is filled with chlorine, harsh metals, and a bunch of other contaminants. Chlorine will dry out your skin and your hair, and your scalp is skin, so it's really important to get a shower filter to make sure that you're not showering in chlorinated water. That fix alone might solve all of your issues, and it'll also make your hair feel a lot healthier. The next thing you need to make sure you're doing is using a natural shampoo and conditioner. Most of the shampoos on today's market are filled with potential irritants, endocrine disruptors, and very, very harsh cleaning agents like sulfates. Switching to an all-natural shampoo and conditioner is going to make sure that you're not over stripping your scalp and hair, which causes your dry scalp. You also want to make sure you're not using shampoo too often. I have curly hair, so I only do it about 1 to 2 times a week. But check this video right here when you're done watching this one to figure out your exact hair type and what routine you should follow. Now that you've filtered your shower water and are not using dish soap in your hair every single day, you shouldn't have any more issues with your scalp. But if you still have a dry scalp, now is the time to start looking into a scalp oil. This is a perfect example of a scalp oil. We have tea tree oil and rosehip oil. Both of these oils are very, very good at making sure your scalp is well moisturized and protected from damage. I would start out by using this 3 times a week, preferably a couple hours before you use shampoo, just because you don't want that oil to sit there. Again, not all of it's going to absorb into your scalp. Some of it is just going to sit in your hair. And even though these oils are very high quality, you don't want excess oil on your scalp. Those are the 3 steps I would follow to fixing a dry scalp. I forgot to mention that you need to be eating a healthy diet. If you watch the videos on this channel, you know how much I preach having a good diet. Your body does not care about your hair. So if you are mineral or nutrient deficient, your body's going to send those nutrients to other parts of your body. Your hair is literally just cosmetic. It doesn't really serve any purpose. So make sure you're eating a balanced diet and getting the proper nutrients so your body will send those nutrients to your hair so you got luscious locks and you don't have a dry scalp. Now, if you actually have seborrheic dermatitis, actual dandruff, those yellow flakes, this is how you fix it. The first thing I would do is follow exactly what I just mentioned for those who just have a dry scalp. If all those steps combined do not get rid of your fungal infection, then it's time to bring out the big guns. Get a medicated shampoo. Up until recently, there were no shampoos that were medicated that I would personally recommend. Every single one was filled with sulfates, parabens, irritants. But Head & Shoulders did just release their bare version of their anti-dandruff shampoo. And it's honestly a pretty clean formula. I would give it a solid B. It's not super natural, but it does have that active ingredient, zinc pyrithione, which will help fight your fungal dandruff. If we're being honest, Head & Shoulders definitely saw one of my videos bitching about how horrible their products are. They finally decided enough is enough. I'm tired of listening to this guy ridicule our shampoos. And they decided to actually make a good product. I would only use a medicated shampoo a couple times a week. Start with once a week, then move up to twice a week if you need to. Just slowly, gradually bring it up. But if you still have fungal dandruff and you're using a medicated shampoo 3 to 4 times a week, then you gotta look into something else. I would then go for a topical medicated treatment. So instead of a shampoo, you get a cream, like a ketoconazole cream. This is probably better than a medicated shampoo since you can actually leave it on your scalp long enough for it to absorb into your skin and get rid of that fungus. And once you start using a medicated cream or gel, I would go back to using 100% natural shampoo because there really isn't a point to use a medicated shampoo on top of that. There you go. That's how to get rid of a dry scalp and dandruff. And here's a link to that video I mentioned earlier about how to find the perfect routine for your hair type.